All right, it's 8:45 on the Ticket. And speaking of that Bad Bunny halftime show, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, who was hired as the head usher for that halftime show. He worked yet another Super Bowl. We say good morning to Jesse the Usher. How are you?
Good morning, young gentlemen. Can you hear me on the telephone?
Yes.
We got you.
All right, then. I'm talking to you. I'm already back home, and I'm talking to you on my kitchen phone, the one hanging on the wall, and with the cord that's about 40 feet long so I can get around the house while I'm talking.
Well, how'd it go last night at the Super Bowl?
Well, George, I think it was my last Super Bowl that I'm going to do. I'm quitting after this one.
Oh, man.
It was my 45th Super Bowl to usher in, and I'm just tired, you know. Because I was there when Joe Namath upset Johnny U.
Wow.
And then I guess I skipped a few Super Bowls.
I don't know if that matches up.
And I was there when Larry Brown defended the star from George Teague.
No.
I was there when Joe Montana made the catch on the no Danny no pass.
No.
So I've seen a lot of Super Bowls, but this one takes the cake. I mean, as just being the biggest snooze fest I've ever been a part of, that game was not that great. Will you do me a favor and tell that game when it's walking around there that, you know, thinking it's the best thing, that it's just not that great?
Well, Seattle may have an argument there. They think it's the greatest thing.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
Well, that's okay.
I'm just saying. Well, wasn't just the game. It was some other stuff that happened. Even before the game, I got traumatized.
By what?
I went in to one of the locker rooms before the game, and there was Mr. Robert Kraft hooked up to a 70-horsepower milking machine on a training table.
No, he wasn't.
Right before the game?
Right before the game. And I look at him, and we met eye to eye, and that was right at the moment that I don't know whether eye contact put him over the finish line or what.
Hope not.
Oh, jeez.
But there, hanging on the IV tree, was about a gallon of his prostate milk. I'll never forget that.
Good Lord.
Jesse.
And he was wearing an Orchids of Asia ball gown at the time. So
I think you were hallucinating.
Well, that's possible, George. I've had a urinary tract infection, and my mind ain't working right.
Oh, gosh.
But there were a lot of famous people there.
Yeah.
Some of them I don't even know what they do, but I just know they're famous. But but I had to help them find their seats. You know, when you're the top ranked, because I've been the number one ranked usher for for about the last 20 years. So they, you know, if you're famous, they always assign you to me, to get you to your seats. And that Justin Bieber, he was there.
Yeah.
Tell you, that young man smells like weed and dirty socks.
I can see that.
I don't know why he doesn't clean himself a little better, but and I showed Adam Sandler to his seat, and guess what he smelled like? I don't know, but it was something that was unfunny.
Oh, really?
You don't think Adam's funny? He's funny.
No, I'm kidding. I like that Billy Madison's picture show that he made.
Picture show.
And Jay-Z was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I didn't show him to his seat, but I sure enough showed his wife to hers. In fact, I made her walk in front of me.
Okay, hey, Jesse.
I used the old, I'm a little slower, so you go on and walk up ahead.
Oh, that old trick.
Meanwhile, I'm staring a second hole into her bottom.
Jesse.
The whole time.
Man.
Well, she's fine. I don't know if you know that about her.
Well, yeah.
She's fine, too, yeah.
And she is. And her name was Baywatch. What kind of name is Baywatch?
Well, Beyonce is the way you say it.
Named after that lifeguard show or something. But she's real pretty, and that night's oil maker she got on her is top-notch.
Okay.
Kind of gave me a semi, too.
Okay. Oh, man.
That's a big win for you these days.
That is. That's quite an accomplishment. And she's on my hall pass list, so you got to forgive me.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I don't even have a hall pass list since my wife's been in the ground for 30 years.
Yeah, I thought you were single.
But I know what George is thinking over there in that chair he's in. He's thinking it.
What?
That if Ice wanted to rack up a few more rests, all they had to do was go down on halftime show.
No, okay. I was not thinking that, Jesse.
But I assure you, Giorgio, it was my job to make sure everybody had the paperwork in order and everybody was fine, most of them American, and passports, green cards, SAG after cards. I had to do all that paperwork.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But I'm in charge of the halftime show. And that was kind of my idea. Did you like my idea of the walking through that foliage and all those scenes? And
that was your idea?
Yeah, I designed all that. And
wow.
Built the sets and everything.
Well, that was impressive.
Yeah, that was a thing. They had a deal that up at the work they had on the clipboard for signing me to the Super Bowl. They had people sign up what you want to do for Super Bowl. And and so I said, all right, I'll do the halftime show. I'll design that because it was an extra $300. So,
well, good for you.
I can afford the new Beltone hearing aids I've been looking at.
Yeah, sounds like you're hearing okay.
And I'll report to you that Bad Bunny was a nice gentleman.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
He was very nice. He did piss me off a little bit, but he was very nice.
How did he make you mad?
He tipped me in pesos. And that pissed me off, seeing as how I was... Homeland uses the U.S. dollar as currency.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
traveled
weird.
To Mexico just to get pesos to piss me off. And Ricky Martin made a pass at me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sure did. I'd always heard rumors about him, and I guess they were true. He made a pass at me, made me run a down and out. So I guess it's true. He wants to be an athlete.
Okay.
threw you a pass.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga was there, George.
Gaga?
Is that the way you say it?
I think so.
I knew it was some kind of baby talk. She's weird.
She's a great talent, Jesse.
She smells like baby powder and period panties. I don't know what's going
on
there. But
Jesse,
but she's got quite a voice on her. She sings like an angel.
I think we're going to let you go.
No, I can stay for about 10 or 15 more minutes.
No.
I know I talk slow, but I can't help it. I'm 85 years old plus 3.
Okay.
That's 88.
So you're
you young
pushing,
folk out there.
Pushing 90 now.
Pushing 90, I sure am. So let's take calls, 888-7.
Oh, we got to go.
Okay, bye now.
Take care of yourself, Jesse. There goes Jesse the Usher.